Well, as the English programme broadcasts from central Spain, we couldn't resist talking about the trip by the Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, to visit the brand new Spanish Prime Minister. The Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, today, this is on the 2nd of December, visited Spanish Prime Minister-elect, Mariano Rajoy. Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg visited Madrid today to meet the Spanish Prime Minister and congratulate him on his victory in the general elections held on 20th of November. During the meeting, which lasted for an hour and was held in a relaxed and friendly atmosphere, Mr. Clegg and Mr. Rajoy discussed, amongst other things, the challenges that face the Eurozone and the need for the EU to adopt the necessary measures to deal with the current economic crisis whilst ensuring growth and employment. Break away from the text just for 1 second. I think it's quite interesting that Britain, with all its economic and what's left of its military might, is being sidelined in these new economic talks which are going on between France and Germany. So I thought it's quite an interesting point to keep in mind. Well, the two leaders discussed bilateral issues such as economic and business relations, as well as reinforcing the links that bind the two countries. So there we go. And as I'm constantly being reminded here, don't mention Gibraltar. This is the English programme. This information is from the Foreign and Commonwealth Office website, the address fco.gov.uk. I seem to have memories of having quite a an animated debate with a friend of mine in the sea on the coast of Spain about the rights and wrongs of the Treaty of Utrecht. Very interesting stuff. I'm currently studying an online course on the Tudors. And it's quite interesting, and we're talking at the moment about the way in which, after the Spanish Armada, Elizabeth I pronounced that everyone should have a roast goose as a sort of part of the national celebration. But my teacher thinks that the promise was probably not fulfilled, because England was basically broke after that particular battle. So, interesting stuff. And did you know that Henry the VIII was the first person in England, if not Europe, to taste turkey? Indeed. Six were sent back when one of the first things the English did when we colonized America was to send back six turkeys for Henry the VIII to try. Probably along with the potatoes as well. And he quite liked them. And most turkeys which are available in England today can be traced back to those first six turkeys. I impressed my colleagues with that level of knowledge, actually. So there we go. I think I've been speaking about this on another podcast. So in case you're thinking, oh, it's a repeat, no, it's, I just like to talk about Christmas. You know, when it is Christmas, of course, Elizabethan Christmas, the antiquarians were trying to sort of bring back, during Charles Dickens' time, trying to bring back a traditional Elizabethan Christmas. And there we go. The topic of Elizabeth and this promise for everyone to have a roast goose came up. Quite interesting. I wonder what really happened. Anyway, what do you have for Christmas? Goose or turkey? Oh, dear.